Ray delivers High Shtick on Hockey every Friday morning at 8:10 with Dunham and Miller. Brought to you by Kellum & Sons, North Texas GMC dealers, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Got something kind of cool I want to share with you tomorrow, Rod. You know, Pudge signed that new deal. He's now officially a Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
How much more money did he actually make? Some kind of breakdown on that. Just how much did he really, really make by going to the last place Tigers? I'll share that with you tomorrow.
All right. We will be this Thursday at the Dr. Pepper Star Center in Frisco. That is at Avenue of the Stars at the Tollway in 121 up in Frisco. And what we're going to be doing is having goalie tryouts for a charity challenge on ice 7. We already have the contestants. The contestants are girls.
We're gonna have girl goalies in the charity challenge on ice. Isn't that gonna be great?
Sure is. So come see us up there. You can certainly get in on this and check out the workout.
You know, this is actually gonna be an all skate for the Team Hardline. I believe everybody's gonna be there.
Is it?
Yeah. So maybe you can stick around and see how we look.
Maybe I can?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think
maybe
so.
Not.
Play-by-play guy shows up on game day. That's it, barely.
Oh, I am finding out that firsthand.
All right, well, let's get into a little bit more e-news. We were going to do e-news earlier in the presentation, but we got sidetracked, you might say. So with more e-news, here's Cobra.
All right, CBS says that it will institute a video delay system to avoid any recurrence of what happened at the Super Bowl.
So they weren't running in delay at all?
No, obviously not.
I thought they all ran in delay.
The Grammys?
Well, think about it. Like at the Super Bowl, if you're watching and listening to it, it's going on at the same time.
Well, you can have a delay for the halftime entertainment.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, you probably
You know
could.
What? They probably will from now on.
It says, this
and
makes no
should.
Sense to me. They had a 5-second delay when Eminem performed at the Grammys 2 years ago to bleep out his cuss words. How do you do that in 5 seconds?
Pay attention.
Stop eating nuts.
Okay.
God.
We have the pre. You know what's going on. You know what he says. And you flip over to the post.
Those guys are good.
And as the F-bomb comes out, you hit a beep. It takes some talent.
Yeah, it does.
I don't have it.
Who noticed?
They say that technicians at CBS were scrambling to invent the software. So it's not even invented yet, but they're going to use it.
I thought they'd already had that. I thought they all had delays.
I guess not.
I guess.
Not.
Yeah, Jimmy, I guess too.
One guy who will not be there at the Grammys is Luther Vandross. He of the stroke victim.
It's too bad. I like Luther.
He is up for, what, 4 or 5 Grammys, including Best Record. But
for what?
His Dance for My Father, Dance with My Father album.
Mm.
5 awards he's nominated for, but he had the stroke in April. He was hoping to be well enough to attend the awards, but his doctor says no.
In April?
It'll almost be a year when the Grammys roll around.
His doctor says no, huh?
His doctor's saying no, that this is
no.
Probably not a good...
Dr. Hammer says no.
Not a good thing for Luther at this
However,
point.
That was not a terribly emphatic no.
Uh-uh. Is Al Green up for anything for his new record?
Not that I know of.
Because that thing is getting smashing reviews.
No!
And you know what? We need to get it.
All right, by the way.
Listen to it up here. Because he got together with his old producer from the 70s.
The great Willie Mitchell?
Yep. And he's back to doing the old...
The old Al Green
old
stuff. Screwing
R&B,
music.
Screwing music, yes.
All right, we can either review that, Courtney Love's new record, or the new band that is such a media darling that it's almost nauseating, the Irish band The Thrills.
We can do one today.
They're such a media darling. Why have I never heard of them?
Let's do one tomorrow, one Thursday, and one Friday.
They were on Letterman last night.
Oh, really?
Yes.
They have anything?
Yeah, they do. You would like them.
You'd very much like them.
I'm guessing.
You like the Birds?
Yeah, it's very...
like these guys.
Americana, 12-stringy, keyboard-laden, good stuff, good-time stuff.
Well, now.
Hey, now.
Grego, it looks like Robert Blake's defense team is grasping at straws as they are blaming, and this is what their defense is hinging on, they're blaming Marlon Brando's son, Christian, for the murder of... What's-her-face?
Yeah. Sounds to me like that's pretty smart.
Bonnie Lee Bakely.
Remember, all they need is reasonable doubt. They can just come up with something that he might have had a motive.
Dueling board ops.
He might have had a motive.
Sorry.
Might have had the opportunity, the chance. Perhaps he could have done it.
Blake's attorney, Thomas Massuro, said that Brando fled and a warrant had been issued for his arrest. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
And doesn't look good for him.
Well, he got out of there. He got out of there. They're looking for him.
He says, we think
they're going from door to door saying, have you seen this man?
There's a compelling case far stronger that Brando did it than Mr. Blake did it. You know what? I think this is the biggest open, shut murder case in the world. And he is going to jail.
I know you think that. And you'll be proven wrong.
Because he is not a millionaire.
He is many times over a millionaire.
No.
Yeah. How do you know?
Yeah, how do you know?
No, I'm talking to you, Snake.
Oh.
I'm with Grego on this.
I don't know. I'm just saying, Beretta was a long time ago, and it's not like it's in syndication.
Now, does this apply for those who have been millionaires but may not be now?
Of course it doesn't. Current millionaires. No, they don't look at the audit, and if you're in debt... And they're like, you know what, go, dude. No way you did it.
Well, what if they go back 20 years and find you were a millionaire then, but you pissed a lot of it away?
His tax return says 1970. He's guilty.
You got $84.
Kevin, you still say that he's going down, right?
Yeah, yeah. Although I think that bits of Lana Clarkson's brain all over Phil Spector's entryway might be a little more open and shut than this one.
True. Another one. Another millionaire going down. Two of them.
Oh, they've got no chance at Phil Spector.
None whatsoever.
None. They got no chance of convicting him.
Why?
He was cleaning his gun and
because
it suddenly went off.
Because he has too much money.
Oh. And speaking of too much money, it has come to E! News' attention that several things were seized from Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch in the first 2 days of the search of his place.
Yeah.
They say that a locksmith had to be retained to open Jackson's master bathroom. So he keeps that locked at all times.
What's master short for?
Bathroom. The keys to the room were later discovered in a safe. A laptop was confiscated from a locked closet in the bathroom.
Don't you keep yours locked at all times?
My master bathroom?
Yeah.
With a key to open it from the outside?
Right.
No.
You don't?
No.
You keep your laptop in the bathroom closet.
You know what?
Why do you need a laptop in the bathroom?
Oh, work right. On spreadsheets when you're taking a dump. That's why.
Kevin.
Ooh. Careful.
You heard
ragging.
The song.
Not work scatological here.
You were ragging on a boob being shown.
That's right. And I called my children and told them not to listen to the show today. I forewarned them.
Your little wooden leg kids.
They've upgraded. They're a little older than their mother.
Titanium.
Thank you.
So they got the laptop from the bathroom and a digital camera.
Wouldn't that be called a crap top?
Awful. Just awful.
God, dude.
Wow.
Having fun.
And a digital camera was found by the sink. His bedroom...
Why is there a digital camera in there?
In his bathroom?
Yeah.
So he can take a picture of it when he's done.
In case John Winchester comes over.
Always have it handy. They found in his bedroom a note
Every bathroom should have a digital camera.
And a letter.
It's a good idea.
To show the wife.
What's the matter with you?
Can you please warn me so I can tell my kids next time?
We dumped
it. We dumped it. Oh, okay, good.
They found, beside Jackson's bedroom post thing, a note, a letter, a calendar.
Was it a note, a letter, or a calendar?
Everything. A note, a letter, a calendar, an envelope, legal papers, and several more computers. All at his bedside. They also said the initial search warrant was amended so that the investigators could search a storage locker in L.A. County. But they don't know what they found in L.A. County.
And didn't they find the starfish pasty there, too?
Maria Shriver has quit her job at NBC News altogether, saying it'd be too tough to juggle a journalism job with her duties as First Lady of California. By the way, she's put on a little weight.
Who has?
Maria Shriver. Like 5 pounds, maybe? And you can tell on her face, she doesn't look like...
Skeletor.
Right. See, that story is really... grab the attention of America, so we'll just move on to the next one. Did you see the ratings for the Super Bowl? A lot of people watched it.
That's some great news there.
What else?
I'm just saying.
Did you see the ratings for the Super Bowl? A lot of people watched.
That was my lead-in. That was to suck you in. Now you're supposed to say, man, yeah.
Not me.
How many people watched it? Go ahead. One.
Prove it.
Not me.
Good thing we made this the last segment so you can do all that research.
144 million people watched at least some part of the game. It's the highest ever for a telecast that ranks among the top 10 most watched programs each year. So more people watched that than any show in the history of TV at one time or another.
Huh. Well, they come up with all these convoluted stats.
Survivor, which was on right after it, drew 33 million people. Despite coming on at almost 10 o'clock on the East Coast.
Well, that means it's...
11 o'clock on the East Coast.
That means that about 120 million people got out of there. That's not good news for them.
But it beat last year's ABC's post-Super Bowl programming, an episode of Alias, by 50%. It is the highest-rated post-Super Bowl programming since 2001 when Survivor premiered.
Well, that's not but 2 years ago.
Three.
Right. 3 years ago.
Three.
That's like saying that's the highest rated since 2001. Well, that's 3 years ago, you idiots. What is that proving?
It's not very much.
Play the audio.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but during the halftime presentation, Janet Jackson, she ripped her bra off to expose a boob along with a Chinese throwing star around her nipple.
Yeah.
Oh, Mike, you saw it.
Now, is that actually, was that little medallion, is that metal?
She has a pierced nipple. Yeah. She has a pierced nipple. And somehow that thing fits on it.
It's held
like,
on with a
like
cotter.
Screws on it?
Did you ever see?
Held on with a cotter pin.
Did you ever see Enter the
Seriously?
Enter the Dragon?
A cotter.
No.
You never saw Enter the Dragon?
No.
And you grew up in the
70s. I don't watch those Chinese movies.
It was an American movie.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Drago, Enter the Dragon.
Yeah, crouching
was.
Tiger, whipping dragon?
No.
I don't watch those Chinese movies.
That was an American movie.
Didn't it have Kareem in it?
Yes, Kareem was in it. John Saxon was in it. The great Bruce Lee, the greatest actor of our generation, was in it. What'd you say?
Nothing.
Go ahead.
No,
you got any
here.
Big plans to tell Danny what you're going to say? Go ahead and tell him.
I can't hear you.
What is it? We'll get rid of it.
Come on, big man.
No, go ahead.
What a wuss.
I believe we have a cut from Enter the Dragon. We saved it for the very end. This is the audio that I brought to the table.
Ching Chang. Okay.
You're right, Greg. I was wrong. It wasn't Chinese.
Thought it was.
Very hard to decipher that Chinese, too. It's very elaborate.
Ching Chang. Hasso.
Why is that default Chinese?
That's all we have. We have that in Hasso, brother.
What's the other one?
Hold on, brother.
Well, there's a bunch of Yao Ming. Ching Chang Hasso.
That's all we have.
Okay, which one?
There's a bunch of Yao Ming from Sturm und Drang the other day.
Yeah, we don't play their crap.
Which one is closer to legitimate Chinese? If you brought a Chinese human in here, which one would he say is closer to being authentic?
I don't know. Let's go find one and bring him up here and find out.
We can do that.
Ching Chang Hasso.
Hasso Hata.
Hasso Hata.
Hasso Hata. Sounds like you say it, Hasso brother.
No, Hasso Hata.
Hasso Hata.
Anyway.
What's the other? Ching Chang Hasso.
Just imagine Reiner getting out of a cab in Beijing and saying that.
Yeah.
Ching Chang Hasso.
Everywhere you go, every restaurant.
That's all you know.
Everyone you meet, you think they'd be offended by Ching Chang Hasso?
I'd love it if that meant, like, kick me in the nuts.
All right.
I'm sorry.
That's
all right, very good. Let's gear up for the two-minute drill right now. Doing so by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly. That's next here on The Ticket.